Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look at Drake May and the things he's able to do, in particular with his legs and kind of getting outside the pocket. How much of that is kind of the focus and emphasis on the defense?
Drake May, he has a lot of great attributes as a quarterback, and you can tell why the New England Patriots are so happy about him. He has a very bright future. He can run the ball. He can throw the ball. The future is bright for Drake May. You turn the film, he's going to take whatever you give him, whether that's running the ball, whether that's throwing the ball deep. He's very talented, and he presents a lot of challenges for a defense.
Bon, are there just tendencies in a rookie quarterback from being just in the league as long as you have that kind of are similar that you, as a defense, can maybe exploit comes under?
No, I mean, from my opinion, these rookie quarterbacks, they get better and better every year. They're not your typical rookie quarterbacks like when I was – like when I was a rookie or when I was younger. Now they come in ready to play. And if they can't play, they can run. They have something that they can do that can win the football game for them. So, he has commanded that offense. He has commanded that team. You can tell the guys are playing for him. The guys are blocking for him. They got two really good running backs that take the load off of them a little bit. And, you know, they present a lot of challenges. They lost the games that they lost. I think they lost – 7 games within one score or less. You know, they've been battling all year long. Definitely a tough football team. I'm a fan of the head coach as well. They have a really tough football team, and we got to be on our A game, just like you have to do each and every week in the National Football League. You have to come with it. There is no off week. The only off week that you get is a bye week.
It's an emotional win over a good Detroit team.
Yep.
You guys are big favorites this week. You probably don't talk about that, but it's on everybody's phone. It's maybe hard to avoid. How do you keep the message fresh to everyone that there can't be a letdown?
Man, our coaches do a good job. I really don't know how they do it, but they do a good job of just refocusing us, and just keeping it one week at a time, no matter who we play. It could be – you know, the Detroit Lions or the Kansas City Chiefs or whoever it is. You know, we do a really good job of taking it one week at a time. And, you know, the other team, they're just nameless, you know, faces. We go out there and we're playing against ourselves. It's us versus us. It doesn't matter if the team is undefeated or if the team is struggling. This particular team, though, they have some players over there. They have some really good coaches, too. Like I said before, I'm a fan of the head coach. This quarterback, he's the future of the Patriots organization. And, you know, late in the season, you know, teams, the quarterbacks start trying new stuff and they start trying new schemes to get ready for the next season. So it's going to be a tough challenge this week, like it is each and every week. And we just prepare the way we've been preparing and we'll be ready to go.
You guys stopped the Lions 5 of their first 7 drives. You got defensive stops. You know, then it's 35-14, and you're playing a lot of too high, hoping they bleed the clock, you know, which they did, except for that 66-yard pass. Kind of what is your mindset about the fact they, you know, rolled up 24 points in the last 18 minutes?
We got the win. We got the win. That's the most important thing. After each and every game, it's things that you want to debrief and take a look at the things you did well, look at the things that you didn't do well, and, you know, you take that into the next week. I never, you know, we won the game, and I never apologized for a win. You know, when the clock was 0-0, we had more points than them, and that's really all that matters. They had a really good offense, and we knew that going into it. They got all pro players at damn near every position, whether it's the running backs, whether it's the tight ends, whether it's receivers, even the quarterback and the offensive line is the lifeblood of that team. So, you know, of course we want it to be 45-0, but, you know, the reality of it is they had a really good team with a really good quarterback and a really good coaching staff as well. And that offensive coordinator, he's turned down multiple multiple head coaching jobs. So, you know, to come out of that game with more points than them is huge for us. We, you know, we were up by 21 points, and, you know, you just want to get out there with the win, and you don't want to give up, you know, 65-yard bombs. But, you know, it happens. I don't think we took our foot off the gas. I don't think we underestimated them or any of that. It's just they had a really good team. They were going to make plays eventually, and the plays that they made were at the end of the game. And, you know, fortunately, we had more points than them.
How have you seen Josh develop as a leader since day one?
I think he's always been a great leader. I think he's always had this special aura about him. I just think he's on the football field. He's at peace, you know, and whether we go out there and we scored 100 points or we scored 2 points, or whether he's, you know, offensive player of the week or whether he's not, I think what we're seeing is him being at peace with who he is in this moment in time. And, you know, if it's for us, it's for us. And if it's not, it's not. And it's for us right now. And I think what you're seeing right now with Josh Allen is just peace. And I can't really compare him to any of the other good quarterbacks that I played against. You know, I played with Peyton Manning and Matthew Stafford. I think right now I'm just watching and witnessing something special. I can't really put my finger on it. And, you know, I'm just happy to be here and be a Buffalo Bill and witness it each and every week. You know, it doesn't matter what defense we go against. He's been playing well. And as a defense, whenever he does have struggles, we got to be able to, you know, have his back. We got to be able to support him. And, you know, going down this stretch, going down, you know, these last couple of games of the season and into the playoffs, we got to play complimentary football. We just can't ride the Josh Allen train. I would love to. That'd be great. But, you know, in reality, you know, we got to be able to do our part, too. And I think that's why at the end of that Detroit game, people are talking about it so much. But to be able to get the win, to be able to debrief, come in here happy on Monday, to be able to look at things that we did well, look at the things that we didn't do well, pat Josh on the back and get ready for a good Patriots team, that's where we're at right now. And we just don't want to make the same mistake twice. You know, we were able to let those guys come back by 21 points. We don't want to make that same mistake twice going down this home stretch. And We want to give Josh as many opportunities that he can be to go out there, so he can go out there and be special, so he can go out there and make plays. And the more shots that he has on goal, the odds are he's going to do something crazy. He's going to do something dope. So that's our job right now, and not making the same mistake twice, and just to keep taking it 1 week at a time.
Von, I know you don't want this game to be a letdown, but you had said something after the Kansas City game I think the personal effect of you just saying how much fun you feel like you've been having at this moment. And you talk to guys in this locker room. That feeling feels pretty mutual. You know, guys are just loose and having fun. What are you sensing as to why this locker room just feels like they're so comfortable, but yet they're still able to play at the level you guys are?
This is totally different than any other team that I've been on. I would love to compare it to, you know, Super Bowl 56 team and the Super Bowl 50 team, but I really can't. I'm watching like everybody else. I'm taking it one, you know, one day at a time, and I'm just trying to stay present and get the most out of each and every day. I think that's what we can do right now. I don't want to get too ahead, and I don't want to be looking back, and I'm just happy to be here, and I'm being present. We got a lot of great guys in the locker room, a lot of great coaches, and it's fun. You know, it's fun to go out there and win. It's fun to go out there and do your job and win. Really don't have any comparisons. This year has just been so special, and it's been so dope, and you know, I just want to go out there and do my role and contribute to us winning games and, you know, just staying present. And if it's for us, it's for us. And if it's not, it's not. And I'm at peace with whatever, you know, God and the universe has for us.
I mean, it's along the same lines, like 11-2. This is why you're playing. You're still here playing to be 11-2 in December, right? You know what I mean? Like, I would think that just alone makes coming to work more fun. Do you get messages from your friends, DeMarcus, other guys, every like Monday talking about the Bills?
No, I've been – so what I've done for the last month, I've been off social media, and I've just been trying to stay present. You know, I haven't been paying attention to Twitter or Instagram. I've just been trying to stay present where my feet are, because I realized about – I'm always optimistic, but I realized about 6 weeks ago, like – this is something special, and I just want to be here. I don't want to be listening to guys and, you know, having outside influences on this and that. I just want to be here and be special. And, I mean, be present and stay in this special moment. And you know, I'm sure if I get on Instagram, I'm sure I get some messages from somebody. But right now, I'm just trying to be present and get the most out of each and every day. It's truly something special that's going on, and I just want to make sure that I'm crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's to make sure we continue to ride this special train.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.